It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 678.
Happy Arvo, you absolute gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
It's a beautiful day in Melbourne.
I was just driving. I just went and dropped some boxes off to the office to put in our recycle bin there because it was a box fest at our place. and it was amazing weather. I just, like, the amount of people, there wasn't that many. There was some happy-looking people that were wandering the streets.
Mm. What's in your hand?
Oh, I mean, this little chestnut.
Sexual secrets for men.
Yeah, I dusted it off. It was in my... I just threw out a heap of books. And I had, like, my friend gave me... It's actually a great idea. Go to, instead of buying a card, like a birthday card, because they're like sometimes like $3 to $10, depending on what you're trying to, what one you get. Go to a, go to an op shop and get a really funny book, like some kind of just out of the box looking cover. And so my friend got me this like fitness guy with these big pecs out. And it was like, and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, no, look at the first page. And he just wrote the card in the book. And so I just threw out that one. But on top of that, I actually don't know where the fuck I got this one from. But I did have like random shit. But I thought, Sevs, I can't throw this out, mate. This could be your new handbook.
Could you just turn to a random page?
To a random page that had a bookmark in it for me to, so I could do this.
Oh, really?
I just found this one because I had a quick skim through. Getting in touch with your feelings. I cannot emphasize too much how important it is for you to get in touch with your feelings if you want to have a better sex life. There are many ways to learn to open up your heart and get in touch with your feelings. One such way is having gummy bears in LA. No, that's not it. one such way is rebirthing. Do you know what that is, Sevs? No. Rebirthing?
No.
Putting the baby
rebirthing
back in.
Rebirthing takes the form of a continuous breathing session, which can make you aware of deep feelings within you. I wonder if this is, you know how you see, I saw this video, it was like an ad pushed to me of a session that was run in Abbotsford, and it was that, you know what Dia Vella does, the breathing thing, his sister runs those breath work, yeah, they call it breath work. But this video, it was like, it was a promo video, but picture a promo video of just people crying. And so it was all these people doing breath work, but then them all just breaking down, just sobbing. And so I think that could be what this is.
So it's all quite serious advice.
Well, yeah, I'll just read you some sort of subheadings. Here we go.
Could you run through the contents, just the different chapters?
Yeah, let me see if it's
just pull a couple out so we get the vibe of the authors.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Number one, love making is a spiritual experience. Two, learning to understand women and their needs. Three, heartfelt loving. Four, secrets for a healthy relationship. Five, making love as long as you choose. Number six, beyond normal orgasms for men. Number seven, practices to use during intercourse. Eight, satisfying a woman on every level. Nine, Shakti power, the female force. Number 10, dual honoring and the G-spot. Number 11, advanced practices for longer, deeper orgasms. And number 12, it's her night. It's her night. There we go. I
mean, so my Shakti mat has something to do with all of this.
whoever actually buys this book owns a Shakti mat also and a jade egg. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely that three combo. Anyway, I'll save it for you, Sevs. I'll drop it around tonight.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You were telling me that you'd planned something.
What'd you plan,
sir? Yeah. Okay. So I put out an Instagram story it would have been last week, just saying, oh, yeah, we're going live on at youtube.com/thedailytalkshow. And Paris from Jason PJ replied to the story saying, you could make ASMR videos. I've become calm from this. So, I got onto Google and I searched up an ASMR script, and I've pasted it in Trello. If you want to go take a look at it, TJ, because we've each got a section of it that I want all of us to read out.
Just a question on the ASMR stuff, like, to be into ASMR, like, how do you? establish that? Like, is she, does Paris identify like I'm into ASMR? Because you hear it a lot. It's a a bit of a gag. Like, ah, look at Josh, you're eating. I bet you all these, you know, sickos would love that, or people would just hate it. Most people do. Most, but there are some people that love it. But how do you become?
It felt like you.
How do you?
You were just going to be nice and say people love it, but then you like. But most people hate it.
Double down.
Yeah. I thought about it, and I was like, nah, the majority definitely hate it. But then there's some that absolutely. Gives him a
Has George got access to this as well, Sebs?
I've sent it to George. Yeah, I've sent it to George on Slack. So we've each got a section. And ideally, we want to run it continuously because it's one script that I've broken down into four sections. And so as one person finishes, roll on through and just continue reading your bit.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so who starts?
Tell us.
I'm starting.
Can you and also in the comments on the chat, on YouTube Live, tell us the temperature in the room. What are you rating? mid
after
ASMR,
this or before?
Like,
okay, mid.
Are
okay,
you?
Great.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till the end. Anyway. This. Yeah. Okay. So this I found on a website. It's called A Script for a Happier You.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Do we know our order?
Yeah.
It should say on Trello. Everyone's got it.
No. I'm just
the only thing I'm not sure about is the are we whispering? How are we presenting it?
Well, I mean, you can do what you want, but I'm whispering my bit. I thought it just
great. It's calming. It's meant to be kind
it's
of
calm.
Like,
okay. All right, here we go.
Make sure your mic's turned up so you whisper.
Yeah. Okay. All right, great. Okay, here we go. I've been waiting for you. No, you're not late. You're perfect. Have a seat. Good. Lie back. I'm very happy to see you. Click. Relax. Shh. Let's give you tingles. You don't have to stay perfectly still, but stay as still as you can. Perfect. Wonderful. I'm breathing softly into your ear. Let's give you a sensation. Very nice. I like you. Do you like it when I whisper? Relax. Shh. Lotion feels cool on your skin. I like to give you personal attention. Now, I'm breathing into your ear canal. Now, keeping you warm.
Good. Wonderful. How does that feel? Good. That's perfect. Turn towards. Slowly. Ah. Feel it moving inside you. Relax. Ah. Just let it go. Here it comes. It wants to go back in. Sticky, sticky. Stay perfectly still. Good. Wonderful.
You are perfect. 1, 2, 3. You feel better. Oh my. This is burrowed down deep. Stay still now. Still coming? This one is long. Ah. You're on your way to a happier you. Ah, yes.
Tickle, tickle. Do you feel that? Stay perfectly still. I've got it. Do you feel it? Want to make you feel tingles?
Yes. Good.
Perfect. You feel amazing. Bye now. Come back soon.
Well done, Sevs.
God, I actually think Sevs gets off over this shit. It's unbelievable.
So I think we'll regret that.
Sticky, sticky. Oh, I mean, it was a bit.
I think Sims is the best at it.
Yeah, you were
great. You were really good.
I really enjoyed George.
George is very good. His internet connection's slightly.
That was annoying. But
what happened?
If that's what you're, into, just slightly shit ASMR based on internet. Hey, Would you, Sebs, if you, like, let's just say someone came to you and said, mate, if you just read one ASMR story a night,
yeah,
to, and you send me the recording, I'll pay you $5,000 a month. Oh. Would you do it?
You definitely. Yeah.
Would
sure.
you sell your dirty undies and how much?
No, there's that kind of shit. No, there's that shit going on.
Would you sell you, your dirty?
Yeah, I don't know. Fan. How much for? Oh,
the price of bit. New undies. No.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, okay.
150
bucks. Is your mic still up? Is your mic still loud?
No, it's just a bit, a bit noisy.
Sorry, there we go.
So, yeah, so you would do it? Like, seriously, on the ASMR thing? Like, if someone came to you and said, I'll give you $5,000 a month.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You would?
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, you would do it for 500, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, how long are the stories? Just like a minute or whatever?
Mate, I was a stripper. I'd do anything for $500 a month. But how I'm saying, for Sebs, he's got standard. Oh, it varied. But yes, I've had $5 nights shoved in my underwear.
What was your biggest night?
Oh, I made like $1,500 one night. Like it's not like strip shows like up a pole. It's like different venues, different parties. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's fuck all money, really.
Rain Man says Chairman Rick's undies.
Yeah, exactly. They're not even your undies. I'd have to ask Dad.
So pissed.
Sebs, where the fuck are my undies?
Mate, Gumtree, it's so annoying. They're all exactly. gone.
Wombat's just sent an Instagram Wombat. Post. He's got the undies. How the fuck did he get the undies?
Holy shit. Have you heard of OnlyFans? So this is
it's like Cameo?
Well, it's Patreon? Almost it's closer to like cam girl stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's, but here's the thing: the only reason I'm hearing about it is like Lush Sucks, that graffiti artist, did like a big mural like cam my only fans. Anyway, and then I saw like this guy Luke. He's this YouTuber from up in Sydney, big tall dude, does prank videos. He's now going out with someone from Maths, I think it is, and. He's got a My OnlyFans site, and his girlfriend's in G-strings and stuff. Like it's people who aren't like doing porn, but it's like content creators that are probably sort of posting, racy photos are now making money through selling like a monthly subscription. It's basically Patreon for a bit racier content. Listen to this. Paid out to creators $600 million. There is a bunch of creeps online. Paid out to referees $18 million.
What is that?
Registered
mean?
Users. Registered
like
users.
Like affiliate programs.
Yeah, it must programs. Be. $18 million. That's heaps.
Who's on OnlyFans? Like the thing
like
is,
people, isn't there? There's like a chick that like sells her bath water or something, like stuff like that.
There's weird shit like that going on. But people are making a lot of money, and it's not necessarily like just a porn site, right? So it's like creators that are doing what I'm saying to you, Sebs. It could be just like access to some.
So
niche.
What's the different? What's the? When does it become porn? You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when does escorting become prostitution if you're just isn't going from, out for dinner?
Okay.
No, but I'm saying if you're going out for dinner, like at what point? And it's a blurry line is what you're saying, Josh, because it's like you, 1 minute you're sending sort of just no nip shots and next minute someone's giving you $10,000 to show a nip shop and a shot. And, you know, that's a true story that happened to me. And that's really? how I retired young. Yeah, it's how I retired young. Nip shots. But it's... George, I saw a girl this week post, it was a news article, I bought my house because of OnlyFans. Like,
and you're reading up on it quite a bit.
Oh, no, this is the thing I'm bringing up because I'm seeing Luke, that guy, post about it. I'm seeing a news article about it. You can't see anything, though. You go on the website, it wants you to sign up. I don't want to sign up, bro.
Yeah.
Sign up well, with a log, Twitter login. Who does that?
Yeah, it's pretty strange. Okay. They've got a page on here that tells you. So you, it looks like you can set a subscription price per month, and then obviously they multiply that by the amount of subscribers you have. So that's how people can earn money off it. But like even like the minimum, it's like $250 a month, which is dude, if you've got 1,000 people.
The real winner is Timothy Stockley. the founder, the owner. Yeah. 20 million registered users out of the UK. Bizarre.
So it's 20 million people paying cash. It seems like a lot, doesn't it?
20 million, yeah, I guess users. Yeah, if they're signing up for somebody.
Mm.
Bizarre. Anyway, I'll be researching this. It seems quite legit. Sevs, can we get you on it doing an ASMR account? ASMR. Oh my god, yes. would you set up
we'll just take that snippet and put it up.
You really lent into that. I think like in the sort of spirit of leaning in. That was more than leaning in. That was completely inappropriate.
It's not typically sexual ASMR, right? It's normally just really close-up sounds of like a comb and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, can I just say, so I there were, that one was a bit weird. So I cut a few things out of that one. And it turns out that they're pulling bugs out of a person.
Oh, what?
That's what the scene is.
That's what the, so it's, well, they haven't really specified. So you're obviously going, the person's going somewhere, and they're putting lotion on your skin, and then they're trying to get bad bugs out of you, and they're coming out of like your ear and stuff. But I just thought that ruined the vibe of it, so I removed it. So
it would have gone a bit weird. For the majority of people who truly experience ASMR, it's not sexual. Pleasurable, yes, but not a turn on. It's something pleasurable, making its origin in our brains from the pleasure center. But for people ASMR, we do not use these sounds for sexual arousal. Isn't that weird? Like, so there's this satisfaction. What in life? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that satisfies
scratching
you.
Scratching your back.
Oh, yeah. That's really.
Do you like having your feet touched? What do you think?
I mean, in what context?
Just like a foot massage. You know, people are funny about feet massages.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a foot massage outside of Bali. Like, I sort of got into it. But, no, yeah. There is, I mean, massages.
George?
Some people don't find them.
I don't mind it. I don't mind having my feet touched. I don't like having my face touched, really.
Really?
Like, just like touching my... Or like stroking my hair. You know, people like stroking your hair if you like to calm you down.
What happens if that happens?
I just...
some people have a phobia of a finger in an ear or a belly button.
Bree's very funny about her belly button.
She can't put your finger in there?
Yeah, it sort of becomes like this tick that when I'm just sitting still, you know.
Yeah, there's one thing I like to do. It's quite satisfying. I think I got it because my dad has quite veiny arms. Like he's on the shovel quite a bit, right? And back in the day, and I used to rub my finger over the vein, like big veins, and I'd like feel it, and I was like, this feels so cool to sort of like push it between my fingers. And then I do it to Amy and she fucking hates it. But like you said, Josh, a tick. Like you just want to, so all of a sudden your finger's in her belly button. All of a sudden I'm rubbing Amy's vein, like her arm, like a little vein on her arm I've found somehow. But it's bizarre. I love doing it to my dad.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I would always brush my mum's hair, and she also had this mint lotion. I would just like... massage her feet and then scrape all the calluses off the bottom.
Hang on, what? Your mum?
Yeah.
Oh no! Far out. Your mum had a good thing going.
But she always thought like I would go too hard. Like I'd try and get in between. Like it's pretty fucked up. Oh. But the mint, foot cream sort of hides anything, so it seems more sort of clean and
Well, the satisfaction thing. A lot of people love popping pimples, or then at least watching videos. Like Dr. Pimple Popper, you love that shit, Josh, don't you?
Oh, I watched the craziest one the other day. Just, it is gross.
How crazy can it get?
Which side of it? That side of my nose, I have this like paw.
Oh, you can see it.
That always gets...
filled up,
It sort of builds up, like say if I've done a lot of dancing or whatever and I've sweated a bunch.
Sweaty.
It gets clogged. It's very annoying.
Yeah, a lot of people have that, yeah. I've got one on my back.
What do you reckon I could do to stop? I guess I could just, I need to get some sort of, so Bree's got this fancy face wash that she let me use for the first time the other night. And it smelt like mothballs. And she's like, yeah, I thought it smelled. I reckon it's off.
Oh, no.
It was fucking disgusting.
That's no fucking good.
Yeah.
Shannon said that she hates people touching her inner wrists, my inner elbows, and behind my knees. No idea why, but strange. Yeah, there's a lot of yeah. sort of little
HB says
about
she
it.
Loves a foot massage but cannot touch other feet. Ooh. How are you guys, Sevs, how are you at touching other people's feet?
Feet. Yeah, nah, not really.
I got no interest in this.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing, like, around, like, my neck, like, I don't like other people touching my neck.
No choking?
Nah, not too keen on that.
Nor does Josh, but he was strangled as a young man.
Exactly, yeah.
No, my dad. Have I told you? My dad, I always, just even now still, I just like go over and put my hand on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden try and grab his neck because he's got some sort of reaction, like split second reaction. I go up and he's already got his face mm-hmm. down. Like, and he won't let me get to. I'm like, mate, this is trust. Just let me hold your throat. And now it's just so deep. I'm just like, please let me touch your throat. He won't let me have his throat, and I want his throat. I just want to put my hand there and rest it. That's all. Trust, Dad.
But it's like the belly button thing. There's no need for you to do that.
It's my dad. I want to touch his throat. Just once.
George, do you massage Hannah? How can I say that without saying that?
George, do you give out massages?
I tried an inflection. It didn't work. Yeah. Over to you, George.
not really. I don't really massage that much. I like playing with her toes and stuff. I reckon that's fun.
What?
But like playing with wiggling them around. Just sort of wiggling them.
Oh, you love having kids because you can do this little piggy went to the market.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
I did it the wrong way yesterday and Bodhi pulled me up. No. Start down the other end because you've got to start at the big toe and then get to the little piggy. Oops. I fucked it. I started at the little toe. Anyway, you should do that to Hannah, little piggy. Yeah.
So, yeah, bit of that. That's pretty much. What else? Don't really massage that much.
Are you the little spoon or the big spoon, George?
Mostly little. I love
I'm
it.
Not surprised.
But you're bigger than Hannah.
He's the little spoon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm the little one, but he's way bigger.
Like, it's a tablespoon versus a teaspoon, but he's got...
Wait, so do you think the bigger person should be the little spoon?
The big spoon's at the back.
Yeah, and he's the little spoon.
Yeah, so he's on the inside. What I'm saying is, in real life, he is a tablespoon. In real life, Hannah is a teaspoon. And he likes being a teaspoon. He's just role-playing. Because in reality, the big spoon is...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm more... Like, I go little spoon. I have a certain way. I like lying on my left-hand side. So sometimes Bree will actually switch sides so that she can be the little spoon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I like
TJ. Are you a little or big?
Well, yeah. In reality, I am a big spoon, but I like being spooned. Like, I like being comforted from behind.
It is.
Yeah, we're just a pack of blokes that like to be comforted from behind. It's okay. It's okay. We love it. Yeah. Sevs, I mean, you don't quite know yet. You haven't worked. I mean, we might find it in the book. We might, maybe. What could you say? Like, let's just pull on any experience. So you had your schnauzer in your bed. Would you like the schnauzer holding you from behind? Yeah. Or would you like to hold the schnauzer from behind?
No, I think I prefer to be the big spoon, potentially.
Oh, really?
Who? Yeah. That's a real man.
I mean, but I've only experienced it with the dogs. So.
Yeah, well, it's quite impractical.
You can't tell. Yeah. I can't tell Amy to get the fuck out of the bed because she farted. You can't do a schnauzer. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Are you going to do the TikTok that I sent you, TJ?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bodhi is an absolute savage and... I don't know how he's going to go. He's been pretty disobedient this weekend. We caught him into chocolate again. I don't know where fuck he found it. It's at next level. The kid has just got a snout on him, sniffing out chocolate.
It's a real issue.
Anyway. Oh, we found another. We found in our walk-in cupboard, in our walk-in wardrobe, found a thing, just all these wrappers. He'd been in there too and eating chocolate.
Have you thought about taking him to like the Oval and getting him to do sprints?
We went earlier today. He did. Actually, come to think of it, that's why he was just sprinting. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to ask him to. I think it's the sugar. Yeah. But you're right.
You just need to get the energy out of him.
Yeah, just need to burn that sugar. Mm.
Shannon says, I have the biggest bed possible and can't stand people touching me when I'm trying to sleep. My kid, my partner, etc., absolutely don't touch me, not even a pinky finger.
What about just a cuddle, Shannon? Like just is there a cutoff? Like can we just cuddle and then you go to sleep, or is it like in the bed, no cuddling? It's only for sleeping. It's very just practical, you know.
George, do you wake up in the middle of the night?
Not that often. I'm a pretty good sleeper. I've always been a really solid sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was a baby. A little bit lately, I've been waking up in the middle of the night because I like to fall asleep with the podcast.
You wake up?
Just roll over. Because I wake up because I've had my headphones in and the cord's tangling everywhere and I'm rolling over it and stuff. So take it out, plug my phone into charge and then and fall asleep again. Maybe go
Do you
to
think
the toilet,
Hannah would let you listen to a podcast just on loudspeaker?
Nah, don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. Probably not.
She's
an audio
the big
book
spoon
either.
Of the bed. She's the big spoon of the bed, calling the shots. All right, fuck. George, put your headphones
on. What podcast are you listening to? Could you not find something you both like?
Nah, because she just falls asleep, just like a normal person. Maybe she reads a book.
Is it
and
a crutch now? Like, do you need it to fall asleep, Georgie boy?
Nah, I don't need it to fall asleep. I just enjoy it. I just like the feeling of just dozing off.
Out of seven nights a week, how many are you listening to something?
I reckon maybe four.
It's a lot.
Okay. Is it? Well, you JJ, listen to something every
well,
night.
Yes,
you seven. Yeah. You eight out of seven.
But we've found, Bree and I have found a good audio book that we're liking at the moment about North Korea. So we're listening to that.
Is it dark? Like, is it?
No, it's a love story.
You shaking? Yeah. Oh, it's a love story. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Real. It's true?
Or yeah, make it's true. Believe? Mm-hmm.
Fiction or non-fiction? Which one is it,
yeah,
Sebs?
Yeah, it's...
it's all made up.
yeah. That was a great day. That was a great day. Hey, guys, I got some news. Campbell, Ramble Campbell, is currently working on a fun video to help people pick... It's going to be like a video sort of encouraging people to sort of jump on the wagon and tell us what you think Friday night drinks should be. So young Campbell's at it again.
Oh,
he
great.
Come through with the goods. Oh, I know perfect. George is pumped. George is pumped.
I've decided to do my walk this evening rather than That's doing the morning idea. Walk because all the light's starting to look the same, obviously, because of the morning. So I thought sunset or just beforehand.
Mate, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a lovely night for a... little walk and photo session. Should head towards Fitzroy Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Fitzroy
Brie
Gardens,
was just
so
there.
Other
well.
End of...
Yeah.
Will she go there again or no?
Yeah, she will. I think so. It's Fitzroy Gardens is a great spot. Jasna says, my fiance hands me over the earphones when you gronks come on and says, really, woman, again, lol.
just say, shut up, bitch.
Jasna?
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. A good one with the ASMR, Sebs. That was fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm hot and heavy. I'll drop the book over soon, mate. It's
great.
It's a daily talk show tomorrow, 10 a.m. Or sorry, 11 a.m. You can leave us a review, Apple Podcasts, and also there's the Facebook group. If you go to Facebook, you type in the Daily Talk Show, you fill out the two questions, and you get let in. If you're part of the book club or you want to be part of the book club, this month's book is The Advice Trap by Michael Bungay Stanier. And yeah, if you want to get involved, you just have to start reading, and then that's all you have to do. It's quite easy. Otherwise,
I've got an admission to make. I let someone into the book club. Let someone into the group who didn't answer the questions.
Oh, really? Now we're compromised. Who is it?
Felipe. Yeah, Felipe, okay, Felipe, who was on the Zoom drinks.
I did see that.
Felipe's our man. He's our man from Brazil.
Yeah, he didn't answer the Queen Gronk one. So yeah. I was just quickly,
what was that? Who tagged Gemma in that Brazil post on Instagram? Me. What was that? Can you just explain, what was that post?
So it was a news story about in Brazil, dick pics have sort of gone viral. There's a big competition.
Yeah.
And so I tagged Gemma because she is well known to absolutely hate dick pics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Did that get lost on you?
Yeah.
She's mentioned it like 5 times on the show.
I know. Yeah.
It was from the show account. Are you annoyed that I did it from the show account?
No, it's okay. That's fine. I was a bit confused. I didn't find the
connection. Connect the dots.
No.
George, do you connect the dots? Because Sevs has no sense of humor.
You just told him. You just told him. Now I connect the dots.
I get it now. I didn't actually doubt this. So.
It makes sense.
All good.
All right. It's another talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you tomorrow.